saying hello to listeners on WSCS, WMNB, and WLSL. This is DJ Frederick, and you found the Radio Thrift Shop. Light up the lava lamp and come on a musical journey deep into the world of 78s, 33s, 45s, 8-track tapes, cassettes, CDs, and more. We're digging deep into musical delights from the past century of recorded sound.
Traveling down the line.
some unreleased music from the progressive rock band called Armada, a tune called Beyond the Morning, number one. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You have stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop. We're still open for business here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. On this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're listening to Progressive Excursions. What does that mean? Let's find out.
Oh,
Gila with This Morning, a band that shared a lot of members of Popol Vuh. Absolutely beautiful music. Before that, the Hooterville Trolley with No Silver Bird. And we started off with Sea Train and 13 Questions. Well, this is the Progressive Excursions edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, also known as program number 520. If you'd like to listen again, the program is archived on radioforall.net. And if you'd like to communicate, I have a Facebook group. It's called Free Radio Skybird. So just check it out.
This is Bird Note. The names of birds can tell stories. We're hearing the song of the salmonberry bird, the name indigenous Northwest coastal people gave to the bird known in English as the Swainson's thrush. The salmonberry bird's name comes from its annual arrival in forests across northern regions of the continent in May, when salmonberries ripen. The native names of birds sometimes distill the essence of their appearance or behavior. In the Cherokee language, for instance, the meadowlark is called star because of the way the bird's tail spreads out when it soars. The Cherokee name for nuthatch is deaf, possibly because of the bird's disregard for the presence of humans. The names of birds in native languages express a long affiliation between people and place. As the writer Nancy Lord observes, words have power. Languages connected to place help us respect local knowledge, to ask and answer the tough questions about how the human and the non-human can live together in a tolerant and dignified way. The song of the salmonberry bird reminds us of the abiding connection between birds and people and the nourishment nature provides us both. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
You're listening to the musical progressions of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick.
Thank you.
the Irish band Gwendol with Mon Joli Scooter from 1978. And yeah, that's actually Mi Bonita Vespa. Great music. With Roger Schaub on bass and electric guitar, Arnaud Rogers on drums, Yuen Lebert on the flute, saxophone, Jean-Marie Renaud on guitar, and Ricky Cost on guitar, mandolin, and Bruno Barry on violin. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's never the same program twice because I don't want to bore you to tears, and radio is meant to be different.
Exploring science and the sea. The effects of our changing climate extend from Main Street to the ends of the earth. Warmer air and oceans are melting the ice cap at the North Pole, for example. And a recent study says the same thing is happening in the Antarctic. In recent decades, the West Antarctic ice sheet has been melting at an increasing pace. It contains about 6 million cubic miles of ice, but glaciers on its edge are getting smaller. Scientists have suspected that global climate change is playing a role, but natural changes in the Pacific Ocean also change the rate at which the glaciers melt. A recent study tried to separate the natural variations from those caused by humans. Researchers looked at Antarctic ice records compiled by satellites over the last 40 years. They also looked at records of changes in the Pacific Ocean going back a century. Those changes have a direct influence on conditions in the Antarctic. The researchers then used climate models to simulate what's going on. They found that warmer air is changing the winds across West Antarctica. Instead of blowing mainly from the east, the easterly and westerly winds balance out. That's allowing warmer waters to flow past the West Antarctic ice sheet. The warmer water melts some of the ice. On average, the glaciers are losing enough ice to increase global sea level by a couple of inches over the next century. As the air gets even warmer, though, that rate should increase, adding more water to the oceans at the bottom of the world. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
Well, you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress, always evolving. It's homegrown, homemade radio. A home for the cast-offs and treasures from the past century of recorded sound. You're invited to come along on this journey of musical exploration.
hourglass recedes in haze. The kingdom is unveiled. Childhood to bones of age to black.
Thank you.
Sea Train with Flute Thing, and before that, Easy Steam and Sleep. Well, this is DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening to another hour of the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, right now is a good time for self-care. So take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Your community needs you. And take good care of all of those whom you love.